Hey beautiful people, welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child. I'm your girl Sienna Cruz, here to help you unpack those childhood baggage bags and reclaim your power, one day at a time. Now, let's be real, haven't we all just wanted to crawl into a safe, cozy space sometimes? That feeling of pure comfort and security, right? Well, guess what? You can actually create that sanctuary right here in your own home. And trust me, it's not about fancy renovations or Pinterest-worthy decor. It's about cultivating an environment where your inner child feels truly loved, understood, and supported. Ever feel like you bring a bit of baggage into your own space? Like there are unspoken tensions or unresolved emotions lingering in the air? Well, that's because our home environments often reflect the emotional landscapes we carry within us. But here's the good news, we have the power to shift those vibes and create something truly magical. Think about it like this. Your childhood home was a blueprint for how you view relationships, safety, and even self-worth. Some of those blueprints might be beautiful masterpieces, others, well, let's just say they need a little TLC. Creating a safe and supportive home environment isn't just about physical comfort, it's about nurturing the inner child who deserves unconditional love and acceptance. So how do we turn our homes into havens of peace and healing? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can make all the difference. 1. Embrace vulnerability. You know that feeling when you let your guard down, truly open up, and allow yourself to be seen for exactly who you are? That's vulnerability in action. And guess what? It's a superpower in creating a safe space. When we create an environment where vulnerability is celebrated, not feared, our inner children feel seen, heard, and understood. Remember, sharing your authentic self with loved ones fosters deeper connections and builds trust. 2. Practice forgiveness. We all make mistakes, both big and small. Holding on to resentment and grudges can create a toxic energy that seeps into every corner of our homes. Learn to forgive yourself and others. It's not about condoning hurtful actions, but about releasing the pain that keeps you trapped. Forgiveness frees up space for love, compassion, and healing. 3. Make space for play. Remember those carefree days when laughter came easily and imagination ran wild? It's time to rediscover that playful spirit. Whether it's dancing to your favorite tunes, building a fort with blankets, or simply having silly conversations, make time for activities that bring joy and lightheartedness into your home. Laughter is the best medicine, and it has a magical way of dissolving tension and creating happy memories. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment can transform your home into a sanctuary of peace. Take a few moments each day to simply breathe deeply, appreciate the little things, and connect with the energy of your surroundings. Mindfulness practices like meditation or gratitude journaling can help you cultivate a sense of calm and clarity, creating a more harmonious atmosphere for everyone. 5. Set healthy boundaries. Just like we need boundaries in our relationships with others, we also need to set healthy limits within our homes. This means establishing clear expectations, communicating your needs, and respecting the space and energy of others. When boundaries are respected, it fosters a sense of security, trust, and mutual understanding. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine walking into your home after a long day. You're greeted by soft lighting, the aroma of something comforting baking in the oven, and the gentle sound of music playing in the background. Your loved ones are engaged in meaningful conversations or playful activities, creating a warm and inviting atmosphere. This is what it feels like to have a truly safe and supportive home environment, a place where you can fully be yourself, recharge your batteries, and connect with those who matter most. Now, let's talk about something super relatable. Remember that time when you felt completely misunderstood by your family? You know, when you tried to express your feelings, but it felt like they just didn't get it. That can create a real sense of isolation and loneliness within our homes. But here's the thing. We have the power to change that narrative. Next time you find yourself feeling misunderstood, take a deep breath and try a different approach. Instead of simply stating your feelings, try expressing them in a way that encourages empathy and understanding. For example, instead of saying you never listen to me, try saying I feel really unheard when I share my thoughts with you. Could we work on finding ways to better communicate? See the difference? It's about inviting connection rather than creating conflict. Remember, building a safe and supportive home environment is an ongoing journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, keep practicing these strategies, and watch your home transform into a true sanctuary of love, acceptance, and healing. Now here's what I want you to do. Take just 5 minutes tonight and reflect on how you can create a more supportive space within your own home. Think about small changes you can make: a cozy reading nook, a family game night, or even just taking the time to truly listen to each other. And don't forget to share your insights with me. Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media using #HealingYourInnerChild. Let's create a community of love and support together. I can't wait to hear your stories and keep this healing journey going strong. Until next time, remember you are worthy of love, belonging, and a home that feels like heaven. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.